Thank you, Robin. I've been a Christian for 50 plus years. And it's only been in the last few years that I recognize that I became so secure and sure of who I was in Christ. I spent many years yoked to religion and works of the flesh. I struggled a long time by my own efforts and strength to prove that I loved God and that my life had value and worth. It became exhausting. And you know, here's the real kicker. It's pride in the heart that wants to work and earn credit for what only a gracious God could bring to a life. But you know what? This was all going to change. One summer morning, a few years ago, working in my backyard, trying to dig out a weed that was incredibly invasive. You know, I live in Florida, the sweat's pouring off of me. But you know what? This wasn't going to be like any other day. I was immersed in that record, you know, digging away, working in the yard. I do it all the time. I was just totally immersed in that record of the Last Supper with Jesus Christ and his disciples and how he was teaching them about service. And he demonstrated so by washing their feet. And you know the record. He didn't skip Judas. Not only did he not skip Judas, he gave him the sop, which indicated friendship and great honor. I had never thought about that record with such depth. I mean, it pierced my heart. And then I thought about Apostle Paul and how he was willing to do anything, such tenacity, such heart. He was willing to do anything so that one more person could hear the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? I wanted that heart. So real, so tender, so true because of that relationship that he had with his Heavenly Father. Because you know what? It wasn't about Paul. It was about him. And that's what religion does. It takes it and puts it on you. And it's not about us. It's about him. It's always been about him. And it always will be about him. So it's like you just got to let it go. You can't do it on your own. Nobody could. Nobody ever will. You know, I wasn't going to read these records anymore and think about what could be. I made a decision in my heart that day that I too would display that heart. I wasn't confident in my confidence towards him. I was confident in him. I didn't trust in my trust of him. I trusted him. And he was going to lead me in the path and the way of which I should go. He was going to show me. He was going to tell me. He was going to provide everything I needed. And you know what? He did. He told me where to go in the Word. I saturated my heart in the Word. I needed so much Word. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and read the Word. I'd get up in the morning in the Word. I don't know what it's going to take for you. He does. He does. And he never, ever, ever lets us do it alone. So he did. He led me on that path. And you know what? Just as much as I put into my heart, there was just as much that had to be taken out. I took a ton of pride. I took guilt. I took shame. You know what I took it? I took it to the curb. You know how you take your trash to the curb? Trash man comes and picks up the trash, right? I don't think about the trash. The trash man comes and takes away the curb. Takes it to the curb. I mean, takes it away. All I have to do is take it to the curb. I don't go back and think, oh, let me go through the trash and let's see what I need to, you know, what I need to keep. Do I need to keep that apple core? Do I need to keep, you know, that banana peel? No, I take it to the curb. You know, I will tell you this. The only time I would go to the trash and check it out is when I would accidentally put my parcel, which costs so much money, I would throw it in the trash accidentally. That's the only time I would ever go to the trash. Otherwise, it went to the curb. And if it had to go every single day, it didn't matter. He took it away. And you know what? After that, there was such a freedom in my heart. A peace unimaginable. And a quietness within that I've never had. A rest to my soul like never before. Because I knew that the work was over. You know, he was going to do it with me. And anything I needed, he was going to provide. And there was also that vibrancy that comes when you get into the depths of the Word. That vibrancy that I can live every moment as it was the moment. And you know, don't freak out because I'm going to say something here, but think about this. God doesn't need us to be strong. He needs us to rely upon his grace, and that's where strength is found. He doesn't need us to be smart. He doesn't need us to be talented. He doesn't need us to be so determined we push through. He needs us to rely on him as God so that it is his work that gets done his way for his people. That's when the true work of God can be accomplished. That's when God can get the glory. We stand in the grace. We live in this grace. We're equipped by this grace. We serve by this grace. We find our identity and value in the grace of God. The signature on all that we do and all that we are will be his and his alone. And our boasting, our praise will be in our Heavenly Father, the God of all grace.